Hey, it's B, not
Hi,
Claudia.
and it's Claudia, not B.
And can I just start off by saying, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Happy
Merry
Christmas.
Christmas, guys.
Happy Christmas, Ron.
Merry Christmas, Harry.
I got presents. Yeah.
Two radio hosts got our voices confused. Their listeners were amused. Now we talk every single day. These two chicks ain't going away. We talk nonstop about boys, books, and everything. Give us a listen, we might be your thing. Okay, since this episode is reaching all of your ears on Christmas Eve, we're gonna just do like a little mini one and make it short, sweet, and potent. You ready for this, Claudia?
I am, and that way you can go back to spending time with your family and friends, which is what you should be doing.
Exactly.
And I just want to say,
Like,
I love Christmas Eve. I can't wait for Christmas Eve. I love Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve is the best. It is the superior of the 2 days.
Yeah.
100% agree with that. Okay, so we're gonna start off just talking some Christmassy feel good, nice stuff. Why is Christmas important to you, Claudia?
Christmas is important to me because it symbolizes, I think, how important it is to love each other, and spend time together. And it's the end of the year, so you're reminiscing about the year and you're, getting ready for the new year. But it's important to me because it's about family getting together, eating yummy food, and just celebrating and having fun, and I love that. And I love gift giving. Like, if gift giving were a sport, I would definitely like be, towards the end of the. I don't say that I would win. I am so not competitive at all. Like, if I won, I would be like, oh, yay. But if I didn't, that's totally fine. But
But you're not gonna fight to win.
no. Not really. Not really. But I am really good at gift giving. And so I just am creative at like thinking about it. And so I love gift giving. It's so much fun to me. And they, even when I was a kid at Christmas, I remember we went to the dollar store. It was for a church thing. And so they took us all to the dollar store, like a Sunday school class of mine. I was still in elementary school. And they told us, okay, buy gifts for your family. So I bought everyone at the dollar store. And I remember it was my money. And I bought everyone at the dollar store something for Christmas. And, as a kid. And I remember, like, at the end, my mom was like, well, I think Claudia won this year because I got everyone everything. Yeah. So, and my,
You won the gift
I know.
giving.
And my sister, we do Secret Santa. I don't know if we're doing it this year or not, but we usually do Secret Santa because our family is so big. And so,
Yeah, it gets hard when all the kids grow up,
yeah,
It
I know.
doubles.
And my sister's like, but you still give everybody a present. I'm like, I know, but oh well.
Oh, yeah. I know, it is so fun to give gifts. I'm with you. I get so excited about it. I love it when you've given somebody a gift that you know they appreciate or enjoy, and you're just like, yes, like that's the feeling. To me, that's the feeling. I want somebody to be like really excited about something or really happy about something. And so if I can give them an object and that creates that feeling, I'll do it. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. It's so fun.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
I agree with you on a lot of the points. I think I would just add on my own opinion of why Christmas is meaningful to me that I have just really come to appreciate this last year, the importance of tradition in your life and carrying on traditions through generations for society and for your own family, because they really do connect you to your ancestors and to the people that have come before you. And like it's amazing that with each generation we learn and we progress and we become better people, or at least have better opportunities and situations that we can face in life. I mean, ultimately, the people that came before us carry just as much importance and a lot of knowledge and understanding and important things that we need to like remember from them, So having traditions, and I'm always reminded of this a lot in the holidays, that having those things that you celebrate yearly, that bring you back, that help you remember years past and people that have passed and things like that, is so important. And in this world, like, there's not a lot of room for God and for Christ and for the selflessness of Christmas, mm-hmm. you know? And I think for me, just having those traditions of, like, this is why we put up Christmas decorations. Mm-hmm. This is what those Christmas decorations represent. This is why we bake food together and have that experience of, like, making food, creating something together, and then eating it and nourishing our bodies together. Like, it's so spiritual, and I just have craved that so much mm-hmm. lately. And so that's what Christmas is important to me.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's important. It's fun. I always have said I wish that Christmas lasted all year round, because I am that person. I am, like, you know, let's jingle all mm-hmm. the way. Deck every single hall. You should put that on a t-shirt. I know. Let's deck every single hall and, like, every single corner. So
that's so cute.
Yeah. I love it.
You know that song, I was singing it with my nephews the other day, the Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, mm-hmm. and the yeah. version that's on Home Alone. Every time we would sing it, we'd be like, voices singing, let's be jolly, deck! And then we'd, like, yell, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
That's so cute.
It's, like, so ridiculous. But, you know, you just get to be a little sillier at Christmas time. And for somebody who is always down to clown, the fact that other people get on my level makes me really happy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah.
There's that.
I love it.
Anyway.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Comment to us on the post that we do for this episode on why Christmas is meaningful to you, guys.
Yes, why is it meaningful to you?
Sharing is caring, so share with us.
Okay, so in the spirit of the season, we are going to talk about books that we would gift to somebody. So what's funny about this, and I like that B thought of this segment, is that growing up, like, my sister and then me as well, we always, in any present that we would give a friend for a birthday party growing up, we would always bring our favorite book. And so
that's a sweet little way to do that.
Yeah. So I thought that was, like, it's, like, a fun idea to do that.
I like it. Okay. Yeah. Well, perfect for you.
I know. So Bea, what books would you gift people?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm always so excited to tell somebody to read a book that I've liked, because, again, it's like that, oh, I really want them to enjoy it, and then we can talk about it. So I have a bazillion that I could name for the different people or the different reasons I'm giving somebody a gift. But mm-hmm. for this one, I have a book and a movie that I thought of I would gift. So I'll gift our listeners this. For any of our young 20-something listeners, girls, guys can read it too, but this one was, you know, more of a girly one. It's a book called Girls in White Dresses by Jennifer Close. And it is really delightful. It's kind of one of those books that just is, it doesn't have, like, the build of, like, a huge, you know, conflict and then the resolution of an adventure book. It's just mm-hmm. kind of about these stories of these girls that are in their 20s, finishing college, getting out on their own and things like that. And it's kind of like what you think, your expectation of how life is supposed to go versus how sometimes it's just different than what you anticipated. And then, you know, they watch friends get married and change careers and all these different things. And it's just kind of their experience going through it. And it's really delightful. It's just mm-hmm. relatable, but sweet and calm and really, really a pleasant read. And
I love that title.
I know. Isn't that cute?
So cute.
It is. It's very good. It kind of makes me want to reread it, thinking about it, because I remember reading it when I was, like, 24 or 25, mm-hmm. and I just kept being like, oh my gosh, I can relate to so many of these little moments that these characters are having, and it made me realize that it's okay if you're observing everyone live the dream of getting married and starting a family and all these things, because it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what you need to be doing right then, you know, and that there's other things you can experience. So there's, it's just a really delightful, charming read. So that is my, that would be my gift to a 20 something girl that's just kind of figuring out
her
next step, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
What about you? Tell me a gift that you would give.
So actually, I kind of sort of gave, kind of already gave this book as a gift, but not really. I was a part of it. So I used to be a part of a ministry when I was in college in Oklahoma City called Treasures. But what it started out as Treasures, and it's an organization in California. But then they expanded, and so this one lady started in Oklahoma City, and it's called Eve. Basically, it's where we would go to strip clubs and give the girls gifts, and it was really fun. Aww. And I loved doing it. I loved it.
Yeah.
And so I had the idea of, like, we should give them the book Redeeming Love. Like, this would be a perfect book for them to read. And Redeeming Love is about, it's a story from the Bible, and I'm a horrible person. Don't know what story it's based on, because, you know, what I think it's based on Jezebel, pretty sure, right? Because that's the...
Maybe.
Prostitute?
I don't know. I haven't read it. Well, right? Jezebel was a prostitute.
Yeah,
that's why I think we have the phrase, you Jezebel.
Exactly. I think it was based off of that, but I'm... And then she was redeemed, right, by Hosea? Oh, my God.
I'm a Hosea?
I can't...
Yeah. I mean, I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm a horrible person. Anyway,
listen, you're not horrible. You just have a horrible memory right now.
Anyway, but the story is that this girl is, she's a prostitute, and then God calls up to action on this guy to, like, you need to marry her, be with her. And so he, with all else fails, like, goes after her, and it's a beautiful love story. Anyway, and it's a lovely read, and it's very easy to read. I would say it's about on the same level as Twilight. So it's like a fun, easy Twilight read. And so I wasn't involved in the ministry when they did this, because I had moved away, but they did go and give Redeeming Love to the girls one February. In February they did. And so I thought that was really cool. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a book that I would give as a gift.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I like that. I like that one a lot. I don't know if you have a movie, but I have a movie, and because I love it, I'm just going to mention it real fast since we have time. The movie that I would give as a gift is Chocolat. That has Johnny Depp and what's her bucket? Juliette Binoche, and Lana Olin. Just because I think that book is so beautiful. That book, it's a movie. Well, actually, I think it's based off of a book, but I've never read it.
I think it is. Yeah.
The movie is so beautiful. Like, the cinematography in it, the colors, the scenery, the actors are all beautiful, their voices, the music in it is so beautiful. And I love that it's kind of fairy tale-ish, but also set in the real world and kind of faces real world interactions and issues in people's lives and stuff like that. So I just think it is so beautiful, and I would consider that a gift to anyone that they watch it and be like, just look at the beauty. We need to share beauty more, you guys. That's all I think.
Yes, I love it. Another book that I love to give as a gift is The Little White Horse. It's a book
I've never heard of that.
Really? It's so cute. Yeah. It's a book that, like, I am obsessed with, and it's kind of a la, I would put it in the same category as, like, The Secret Garden, A Little Princess, but it's a little more fairy tale than both of them. Like, it's definitely, I would add Peter Pan in the mix to it. It's just so
charming. Okay, well, I love all of those books. So yeah. It sounds like, it's called The Little White Horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. It's so good.
I'm going to look it up after this.
Yes. It's a children's book, but it's a children's book, but again, it's a children's book like Secret Garden is, like Little Princess. Okay. It's not But you know what's funny is I actually have never seen Chocolat.
You haven't?
No.
Okay. Well, my gift to you, Claudia, go watch it.
Okay. But I did hear, I had a reading in high school. I took a reading for pleasure class, and I loved it, obviously. But my teacher,
you should.
Her name is Claudia, and so I love her. Anyway, but she talked about Chuck a lot and how the book is, like, way different than the movie, so.
Interesting. Okay, now I need to read the book. I'm going to go put it on my Amazon wish list.
Maybe that's something we need to cover in the podcast. Oh,
what an idea. I like the way you think.
Okay.
Okay, listeners, here's our little Patreon segment. We're going to talk about gifts we would give ourselves. So, Claudia, I want to know two gifts you would give yourself. One, I want it to be materialistic and outlandish and crazy and your fantasy gift you would give yourself. And then the other one, I want to know a more personal or reasonable gift that you would give yourself, like the gift of organization or the gift of... buying a new duvet cover or something like that, you know, something you could actually like work on giving yourself or that, you know, symbolically give yourself. And then the other one is just like your fantasy, whatever. So do you need time to think or do you know what you would do?
I just had a yawn right when I was about to say something and I couldn't talk. Okay. But now it's gone.
Okay.
So
I'm ready for you.
Okay. fantastical gift that I would give myself would be a ticket, a free plane ride anywhere around the world to travel.
That was literally my gift I was going to give myself. Except I had a different spin. It was going to be like a jet that I could, you know, like open-ended tickets that I could get on a plane whenever I wanted.
Yeah.
To wherever I wanted. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For 1 year.
Oh, mine was like for life, but you know.
Oh, yeah. I like the idea of like something that's completely unlimited, but for a limited amount of time. So you have to use it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like mad, you know, yeah. I like urgency a little bit. I've realized I need to get over that, mm-hmm. but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
okay.
Yeah. And it's interesting because on TikTok, I've been seeing so many TikToks of girls that are like in their 30s and they're like, I dropped everything and moved to France, or I dropped everything and moved to Italy or England or whatever. And they're just like,
oh my gosh,
doing their eat, pray, love life, you know?
I'm telling you what, I am this close to doing that too. So yeah. I might be on TikTok soon. Yeah. I love that. Okay. So you have this gift. Where's the first place you're going?
England, of course.
Oh, England.
Yes. I am.
Mine would be Scotland. So let's meet and you fly to England, I'll fly to Scotland, and then let's meet on the border.
Perfect. Okay? I love it. That would be so fun. So Scotland would be your first pick.
Yeah, I just really am feeling called there right now.
And then you're going to...
It's like my ancestors are all like, get on a plane, get over there.
Maybe you'll meet Jamie Frazier, so...
Oh,
Frazier.
Frazier.
Oh, yum.
And you can meet
Paul. I know, right? I'll go to Cornwall. Mm. Oh, my God. Ugh. I would...
You could corn his wall, if you know what I'm saying.
I would die if he, like, came galloping on a horse towards me. You know what's funny is, like, my mom was obsessed with Aiden Turner for so long that I almost, like, literally thought about hiring an impersonator.
Oh, my gosh, you totally
for
should
her birthday?
Have. That is the funniest thing. That would be hilarious.
I know. It would be hilarious.
And then you just go out for drinks with him afterwards.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. It's so funny. It would be so funny.
Would you want Aiden Turner or would you want somebody else? Who's your dream beau riding up on a horse?
Riding up on a horse?
Because I feel like you like more like pretty boy English guys, even though Aiden Turner is gorgeous.
I know. I love Aiden Turner.
He's like dangerous gorgeous, you know?
I know. Gosh, that's hard to say. Who would I pick, like, celebrity-wise?
Yeah.
Who would I pick celebrity-wise? Can it be somebody that's, like, the younger version of them?
Sure. I mean, this is our fantasy gift. Go
for
it.
I would do Wesley from Princess Bride.
Oh, he's so cute.
I just love it. And I love that, like... Okay, because let's just be real. This is the Patreon segment, so you're paying to see this. Like, I'm dating somebody with blonde hair, blue eyes, and we have literally the same exact hair color. And so it makes me feel better, that movie, because they both have, like, blonde hair, blue eyes.
That is so funny. Yeah. They do.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have thought of that, but I can see what you're saying now.
Yeah, so.
Oh, anyway. That one's so cute.
Yeah. I always have had such a big crush on him, like... Mm-hmm. And also just, like, how much it's so interesting, like, how much they kiss in the movie. I love it. Like, it's so, like, you can just feel the, like, tension between them, and it's just, like, mm-hmm. yummy, you know?
That is such a good movie. It is so freaking good.
It's so well done.
It's my favorite.
I know. It is. It's so well done, because it's, like, a mixture of everything for everybody, right? Like... A mixture mm-hmm. of, you have for, like, little boys, you have the sword fighting, which is awesome, and the mm-hmm. action, and then for the girls, like, the teens, you got the romance, you know, and then also for, like, us, right?
The teens plus love some.
And then you have, like, your humor for people that identify with, like, the comedy of it, it's mm-hmm. just awesome. It's just awesome all around. Yeah. So I love that.
It's movie. A little bit of everything all rolled into one. It's so good. Okay. Also, my favorite line from a book is in the book. It wasn't in the movie, but it's in the book, which I think the movie is better than the book of Princess Bride. Anyway, but this line in the book, it's talking about Buttercup, and it says, she was the most beautiful woman for 100 years, and she didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I love
come
that.
Come on. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Okay. I love this fantasy of this gift we're going to give ourselves. So 2022. No, it's going
to
be our year.
We need to turn. We need to. We need to turn it around. We need to turn it around. And you need to tell me your guy that's going to come up to you in Scotland on horseback.
Oh, okay, I think there are a lot of haughty actors that are Scottish, Gerard Butler being one. James McAvoy also, I think, is very attractive. Ewan McGregor, hello. But I don't know that there's, like, an English actor or such, like, a portrayal mm-hmm. or whatever that I want. I just want, like, the attitude of the Scottish dude. Like, somebody who's, like, like, you're my woman and I got you, you know? I just would like that. That would be really delightful mm-hmm. to experience.
Yeah.
And I've heard from multiple people who have traveled to or lived in Scotland that Scottish boys are just, like, trouble. They're so fun and delightful, and they're like, oh, they're just, like, the sweetest, but they will get you in trouble. And to me, I just feel like I would really vibe with that, of being like, okay, what mischief do you have now? Like,
yeah, right?
I'm here. I'm down to clown, uh-huh. you know?
Oh, my gosh. It's kind of like, just obviously, like, that's why I'm attracted to Fred and George from Harry Potter, is because of the mischief. Yeah. Like, I just love uh-huh. that. I just love it. I think it's so fun.
Yeah.
I think it's so fun.
I want somebody who can just play, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I've had a lot of guys that I have just adored that later found out that they were, you know, pretty closeted gay or came out or whatever, but they were just so fun to, like, play with, that my friends were always like, why aren't you dating them? And I'm like, I don't know, like, you're just, there's nothing there. Found out later, why not? But they were, like, the friends that would always go with whatever joke I had or, like, whatever bit I was on, or if there was a song, they would be the ones getting up and dancing silly with me and stuff like that. Like, I just want somebody that's gonna, like,
oh, yeah.
laugh and play around.
Yeah,
you know?
No, that's, I mean, that's how...
But also be a little aggressive when he calls for it. You know, that would be nice.
What you're describing is who I'm dating right now. But
aww. Well, tell him, well done.
Well, it's funny because we were at a wedding this weekend, and he just was, like, jamming out, like, to the music and, like, doing, like, all this silly dancing, and we were like, ah. There was one part of the night where I was, like, flinging my head or whatever, because I was like, woo! And then I went like this. I went, like, back, and he was like, oh, don't be too sexy. And I'm like, I'm not being sexy. And he was like, oh. And then he was like, you're going to hit your head on the corner, because there was, like, a thing on the wall.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, but you should have been there. It was awesome. I wanted you at the wedding. It was so fun.
Yeah, I'll come to the next wedding. I'll be there. Tell whoever's getting married. It's me. Okay. Enough about these fantasy men. In your case, he's not a fantasy. What's the other gift? What's like the
I forgot about
gift
that.
You would give yourself
the meaningful gift. Okay, that's this okay. is so dumb, but I would give myself a either a new apartment with a washer and dryer or a way to get a washer and dryer hookup in my apartment. That's what I would give.
Oh, I think that that is not dumb at
all.
Well, that is a great gift.
I meant like, no, it is a great gift, but I mean, it's just like, it's not anything that's, you know, it's not.
It's like so practical, but oh gosh, the joy you would get from that.
Know,
my goodness.
I know. Anyway, but what about you?
I love that.
Yeah.
I would get myself, unlimited massages and therapy sessions for the year of 2022.
Oh, see, if I didn't have to worry about my washer and dryer, that's what I was going to pick. But I was like, this is
really?
Better
yeah.
one for right now. Because,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, like, I would do that, too, if I was you. So yeah. I'll just settle with therapy instead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, massages are the way to go, though. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Man, I hope you get your gifts, both of them.
I know.
I really hope Santa pulls through for you.
I hope so, too, for you.
Thanks.
Okay, y'all, thank you so much for listening. Happy holidays. Happy whatever you celebrate. Happy Christmas. Happy,
happy
New Year.
Happy Christmas! Merry and berry and brightness.
Yay. May your days be merry and bright.
And may all your Christmases be white. Unless you're in Florida.
Well, no, it's okay. We have fake snow. We have, like, Florida snow. Is what I call it.
Oh, really?
It, which it's like they have it from snow machines and it comes out and it's soap.
Oh.
Yeah.
I need to see that.
Yeah. No, it's like little, it's so cute. I like it. It's like little, mm-hmm. I call it Florida snow. Oh my God, it's Florida snow. Yay.
That is so funny.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Have a white Christmas, Claudia.
I will. A white soapy Christmas. Oh my God.
Listeners. Have the best holiday. Merry Christmas. We hope that all your dreams come true. Enjoy Christmas Eve and enjoy Christmas Day too. But, you know, just think of us on Christmas Eve because it's our favorite.
Yay! We love it too. Love it.
And if any of you want to give us the, you know, our gifts that we talked about on our Patreon. Oh, follow us on Patreon. Go and check out our Patreon page. We have a whole extra segment for you guys this week, even though this is a short episode. And follow us on Instagram and maybe give the gift to a friend this year of sharing our podcast with them.
Yeah. Yes.
They'll thank you later.
They will. All right. Merry Christmas. God bless
Merry
you guys.
Christmas. Love you.
We love you. Bye. Jesus loves you too. Bye.
He sure does.